Well done. Well done, everyone. Anyway, so where was I? Just as a quick finish, the fact is that taking my eyes off of the hope that we have, it's what happens, isn't it? The cares of this world, our concerns about our circumstances, our anxieties about the people around us, too easily pull our attention away from the hope that's supposed to be the very thing that keeps us motivated. That keeps us motivated to say no to ungodliness and to worldly passions, to live self-controlled, upright, godly lives. As it says in 1 John, you know, to purify ourselves just as he is pure. The hope is the thing that motivates us to be kind, to exercise our superpower. And taking my eyes off the prize actually robbed me of my hope and made me less effective. It made me less effective in prayer. It made me less effective because I was less confident about the future. It made me less kind. And as a result, it made me a less effective witness. Because without hope, nothing distinguishes me from those around me. Foolish, disobedient, deceived, and enslaved. Malicious and hateful. And that's why the New Testament writers are at pains to remind the church to hold on to the hope that we have received. And in almost all of the epistles, there is some mention of hold on to the hope. Retain the hope. Because it's the hope that not only leads us to repentance, but it's the hope in our inheritance. It's the hope in this glorious future that keeps us motivated, that keeps our eyes on Christ. So what do you hope for? Now we're gonna challenge Andre. What did you hope for? Some of those there you go. Yeah, nearly there. Yep. Up, right there. Nope, right there. So there are some good hopes. Some things we can all be unanimous about. Other things, maybe not so much. Were you having a go at me, Lou? Is that what that was? Anyway, let me finish with the benediction that Paul offers in Romans. He says, "May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit." May we overflow with hope, because it's in hope that all of those other things, all of the godliness, the righteousness, the purity, the kindness are released when we hold on to our hope and when we allow that hope to overflow to cover those other concerns, worries, anxieties, all those other circumstances. May we be people who overflow with hope. Let's pray. And the worship team will probably come up and we'll go straight into a time of worship. Jesus, I come before you and I confess that I have been guilty of relinquishing my hold on hope. Lord, that the circumstances, the cares and concerns of this world that have distracted and pulled me away from what I know that I know that I know that I know, which is in the fullness of time, you are going to gather all things up. You're going to reconcile all things, that in fact you are doing a work now, that the kingdom is on the move now to be realized in its fullness on that great day. Holy Spirit, stir up in us that blessed hope, that we may overflow with hope, and that in doing so, all other fruits, the love, the joy, the peace, the patience, the kindness, the goodness, the self-control, the godliness, will all percolate up and out from us as we walk in your ways and walk as your people. In Christ's name, amen.